Ashley Gillard vs. Professor X, A Tale of TikTok, Tarot, and Defamation. Imagine you are a history professor at a university, and one day you find out that a stranger on TikTok has accused you of ordering the brutal murder of four of your students. That is exactly what happened to Rebecca Schofield, the chair of the history department at the University of Idaho, who is now suing Ashley Gillard, a self-proclaimed psychic and internet sleuth, for defamation. In this article, we'll delve into the unsettling tale of Ashley Gillard, who allegedly utilized her cards and psychic gifts to propagate untrue and harmful allegations about Schofield connecting her to the mysterious deaths of four students in Moscow, Idaho, back in November 2022. The details of the case that Gillard claims to have solved using her tarot cards and psychic abilities is one of the most horrific and mysterious crimes in Idaho's history. On the 13th of November, 2022, four University of Idaho students were found stabbed to death in a house near the campus. The victims were Zaina Knodl, 20, Ethan Chapin, 20, Maddie Mojan, 21, and Kaylee Gonsalves, 21. They were all friends and classmates who shared a passion for history and social justice. The police have not identified any suspects or motives for the killings, and the investigation is still ongoing. The only clue they have is a bloody footprint left by the killer at the scene. The murders have shocked and saddened the university community and the state, and have drawn national attention and sympathy. However, Gillard, who lives in Texas and has no connection to the victims or the university, decided to take matters into her own hands and conduct her own investigation on TikTok. She posted several videos on her account, Ashley is in the Book of Life, where she claimed to have received messages from the spirits of the victims and the killer through her tarot cards and her clairvoyant abilities. In her videos, she accused Professor Schofield, the chair of the history department and a respected scholar, of being involved in the murders. She alleged that Professor Schofield had an affair with one of the victims, KG, and then ordered the execution of all four students to cover up her tracks. She also claimed that Professor Schofield had an accomplice, another student who was jealous of KG and helped her carry out the killings. Gillard's videos went viral on TikTok, attracting millions of views, likes, and comments. Many of her followers believed her claims and praised her for exposing the truth and seeking justice for the victims. Some of them even harassed and threatened Professor Schofield online and offline, calling her a murderer, a cheater, and a monster. However, Gillard's claims are completely false and baseless. Professor Schofield was not in Moscow, Idaho, when the murders occurred. She was in Portland, Oregon, with her husband, visiting friends. They stayed in a hotel and drove back to Moscow the next day, after the police had discovered the bodies. Professor Schofield had never met Gillard, nor had she ever had any personal or professional relationship with KG or any of the other victims. Professor Schofield contacted Gillard and asked her to remove the videos and apologize for her false accusations. She also contacted TikTok and reported Gillard's account for violating the platform's community guidelines and policies. However, Gillard refused to cooperate and continued to post more videos, repeating and elaborating on her false claims. As a result, Professor Schofield filed a lawsuit against Gillard in the U.S. District Court for the District of Idaho on the 21st of December, 2022. She is seeking compensatory damages for defamation, as well as an injunction to stop Gillard from posting any more videos or statements about her. She is represented by attorneys from Stowell Rives LLP, a prominent law firm in the Northwest. Gillard, who is representing herself, has filed a motion to dismiss the lawsuit, arguing that her videos are protected by the First Amendment and that she has a right to express her opinions and beliefs. She has also filed a counterclaim against Professor Schofield, accusing her of harassment, intimidation, and conspiracy. The court has not yet ruled on either motion. The court case verdict after months of legal battles. The court case between Professor Schofield and Gillard finally reached a verdict on the 13th of November, 2023, exactly 1 year after the tragic murders. The jury found Gillard guilty of defamation and awarded Professor Schofield $10 million in compensatory damages and $50 million in punitive damages. The jury also issued an injunction, ordering Gillard to remove all her videos and statements about Professor Schofield from TikTok and any other platform, and to refrain from making any further false or defamatory statements about her. The verdict was a resounding victory for Professor Schofield, who expressed relief and gratitude for the outcome. She said that she hoped the verdict would restore her reputation, dignity, and peace of mind, and that it would send a clear message to Gillard and anyone else who would use the internet to spread lies and harm innocent people. She also said that she hoped the verdict would bring some closure and justice to the families and friends of the victims, who had suffered enough from the loss of their loved ones and the false accusations against her. Bottom line, the case of Ashley Gillard versus Professor Schofield is a tale of TikTok, tarot, and defamation. It shows how a self-proclaimed psychic and internet sleuth used her online platform to spread false and malicious claims about a history professor, linking her to the unsolved murder of four students. This case raises important questions and debates about the role and responsibility of online content creators and platforms, especially on TikTok, where millions of users can easily access and share information without verifying its accuracy or credibility.